you're in search of a great new bottle of wine, or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
In the future, Mike, we start the Facebook Live 2 minutes before the show. You have to let people start coming in. No one's going to be on for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you start it way before the show starts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know all these technology things.
Ask a question, man. Ask a question.
How can people find you on Facebook right now?
Facebook.com/sipandchew.
There you go.
A-N-D. All one word, no
tick, guys.
Yes, you can't use ampersands or any other symbols in your Facebook.
Boy, those folks at Facebook are just getting difficult to live with. You can't turn the camera sideways.
Mm-mm. But you can turn it on an angle. Folks, we're double live today.
We are
double live.
Double
Mike's
different.
Got us set up with his antiquated rotary dial phone on the Sip and Chew page.
Is that in color?
Doing a Facebook
in living color.
It's got all three primary colors that they use to do comic books.
There you go.
and I am doing a Facebook live on my fancy Stuart Reb Donald Food Champ page on Facebook.
Ooh,
that is set up just to follow my journey back to the World Food Championships.
All right.
Yeah.
It's getting closer, isn't it?
Special.
Okay. We got to, folks, you're just going to, if you don't like football, you came to the wrong food show.
Today you did.
The rest of the month.
Yeah.
Look at who we got lined. Today we've got Beth Peterson.
Right.
The author of The Tailgate Cookbook.
Yeah.
You may have seen Beth on MasterChef.
Yeah.
You probably have seen Beth on ESPN Game Day, where she shows up every week to give a tailgate recipe.
There you go.
She's going to be on the show at the bottom of the half hour. Next week, we got Chef Garen Allen, another World Food Championship.
I like that guy.
Garen's a good guy.
Super guy.
He's got a barbecue book out.
Oh, my God.
Barbecue goes with football. We know this.
Yeah.
Got a barbecue book out. The week after that, we got a guy that is considered the greatest football player to ever lace up cleats coming on the show, a guy by the name of Vincent Edward Jackson. Most of you know him by the name Bo.
Bo.
Bo Jackson.
Bo
gonna
knows
be on
football.
The show. Going to be on the show.
Is he bringing food?
He's calling.
Oh, he's calling.
Darn.
Yeah, in fact, it'll actually be a recorded interview with Sean and myself just to fit into this. Sean said you couldn't come, Mike. And it's this week. I'll get you everything updated as soon as we know all the dates on that, Mike. Yeah, Mike might come in too. But
this is a lot of excitement for one Sunday morning.
Yeah, and
how are we going to stand it?
Adrienne Geis is going to be coming on later this month, another World Food Championship veteran and a good friend of mine for several years. She's been on Food Network. You've seen her. I believe she may have beaten Bobby Flay. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
But she's going to be coming on. And then at the end of the month, AC Vincent, another World Food Championship competitor, and a guy that is all about food sport. So, folks, it's football and food and wine. In
what
this state, they are one and the same.
I have one question, Stu. Can you tailgate even if you don't go to the game?
Yeah, in fact, most of the tailgating is people who don't go to the game.
So do you park your vehicle in your driveway and set up?
Oh, no, you go to the game and tailgate.
I mean at home.
2010, when Georgia played at Auburn, Auburn was either 1 or 2. Georgia was 4 or 5. Auburn's stadium holds 89,000 people. There were over 250,000 people at that game, Charlie.
Yeah, that's
most
a lot of
tailgated
people.
Outside. It's the largest attendance of any college football game in history.
The ones that get me are the people that carry a widescreen TV and a satellite dish with them on a tripod, and they can watch.
Heck
out
yeah!
The
Look, that's the only way to tailgate. You got to see everybody
people,
else lose.
You see
that's
people
right. watch everybody else.
You
go
see
down.
People like at Alabama in the quad. They're not even going into the game. They're sitting out there in their tents, drinking, eating, grilling. watching the game on their big screen TV, and they'll have like a generator set up, and that generator will feed a couple different tents with power.
Well, and they got a better view than most of the people in the stands.
Well, it's about the party.
Yeah. There. Oh, yeah.
And the atmosphere. I mean, there's nothing like the atmosphere at a college football game.
And I hope South Alabama takes that in consideration when they build their new stadium. Mm-hmm. That there's got to be a place for parking for vehicles. Mm-hmm. Then there's got to be a place for campers. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have a quad, or what we call a quad or whatever it is. Yeah. That every stadium's different. Every college town is different.
It's some kind of green space.
A party atmosphere to set up
tents. A green space. In Alabama, it's called the Quad. It's called the Junction in Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. It's the Grove at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You got to have a green space for people to tailgate, places for campers. And the tailgating, the camper thing.
Mm-hmm.
I went when Alabama played at Oklahoma 10 or so years ago. Maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Watts was still the quarterback at Alabama at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the game in Norman, Oklahoma, and the Oklahoma people were blown away because the record prior to that of opposing teams bringing campers onto campus to tailgate was 58 campers by Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Alabama brought over 200.
And they probably all convoyed over there.
I don't know. But there was a lot of Alabama people there. They showed up. It was a great game that came down nail-biter at the end.
Love our parties.
When's Alabama going to play a real team?
I think this week, don't they? Now, let's see, you can't blame Alabama for the weakness of their schedule this year, which I looked at is horrible. But it's not Alabama's fault. Louisville's been in the top 25 for the last five or 6 years.
They booked a lot of these teams.
Louisville probably won't win a 500 schedule this year.
Mm-mm.
They've been a one-man team for the last 2 or 3 years, and that guy is in the pros now.
Yep.
And they have never had a good defense under Bobby Petrino. You saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
But, it's not Alabama's fault. Tennessee appears to be really bad. Jeremy Pruitt's got a tough road ahead of him.
Yeah.
At Tennessee.
He does that. Well, everybody's had a bad road.
Right.
They should have never got rid of the coach they had. That's the way
Butch?
I feel. Yeah.
Oh, he was horrible.
Nah, I thought.
You just want Jeremy Pruitt back at Alabama stomping the side.
So is Jared going to have a comeback or no?
All right. Mm-hmm. We shall see.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of teams that are supposed to be good on your schedule, and when y'all scheduled them were good, that aren't. And that's not Alabama's fault.
What are they scheduled, 3 or 4 or 5 years ahead? Yeah,
some of them are done 6 to 10.
Yeah. And,
like, especially all of the homecoming-type teams that are on there, those are done years ahead of time.
Yeah. We had a big controversy at Alabama about who's going to start and all that. But you know what's better than one quarterback?
What?
Two of them.
Tua?
Two of them.
Tua quarterback?
Two of them. You're supposed to hit the drum roll.
Yeah, I see.
A little late.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You want to tell it again?
No.
No.
It's not funny. Anyway.
We take our football seriously in this state.
Very serious.
Very serious about our football.
And our
football is so good in this state that even if you're the second best team in the state, that's like winning a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
Just like it.
Yeah.
Being the second best team in
the
state.
I'll tell you what, whenever an Alabama team plays somebody out of state, I cheer for our guys.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And I don't like Bobby Petrino at Louisville. I thoroughly love that tail whipping yesterday. That is one of the most underhanded, not football dirty, just no morality whatsoever. I mean, he lost, and Charlie, in case you don't know, he lost his job at Arkansas because he wrecked his motorcycle and had a 22-year-old co-ed on the back that he'd been catting around with.
She looked pretty good.
Well, yeah.
Well, he didn't afterwards.
Well,
afterwards,
he didn't. That's true.
So, we're just doing a little sideline.
Nothing like raspberries.
Sideline things.
Take the edge off of budding romance. Yeah.
But I thought it was a great day, opening day of college football, though I didn't get to see much of it.
War Eagle. We got to throw that in.
Yeah, War Eagle, Roll Tide.
This is an Auburn station here.
The conference looked great except for Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Who got blown out by a mediocre West Virginia team.
Well, Georgia's going to take it in the East this year, I think.
Oh, yeah. South Carolina's their only competition over there this year.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not right.
We know that Texas is a fraud again. Is it? Notre Dame, yay, you beat Michigan. Big deal. 343-0106, folks. We promise we'll talk about food
when we get back.
And you can text if the machine's working over there.
Yes and no.
Not too late to enjoy Labor Day fun on Dolphin Island. Recharge your batteries on the white, warm sands of Dolphin Island beaches and the warm Gulf waters at the West End and East End beaches and at the public beaches. Sunday, beginning at 5:30, Ryan Balthrop and Eric Erdman entertain on the West End beach. Admission $5. Proceeds benefit the Little Red Schoolhouse Fund. There's no place like Dolphin Island to spend Labor Day. So come on down to Dolphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her. Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
No,
no, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Fine Bob, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
It's the end of the conversation.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. Makes me forget that I still need
so. Hey baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Eat them.
They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face.
I've had eggs on my scrambled
eggs.
I mean, I've had
on your scrambled eggs
on my tossed salad.
Fried eggs on scrambled eggs. That's cool.
I've had eggs on my face before.
You know,
what's the yolk on you?
You know, one of the reasons I don't enjoy most fast food breakfasts.
Why?
Because they don't do the egg over easy or sunny side.
Yeah.
There's no point in eating a dadgum egg if the yolk is hard, unless it's a fried egg sandwich.
All right.
True.
When I was in high school, coming up, I worked in restaurants.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And you, when you say high school, what you mean is you went to a one-room schoolhouse for 12 years out on the prairie.
With a school marm.
Right. With a school marm. Same school teacher. You sat at the same desk for 12
Tied your horses
years.
Up outside. Some of us walked.
Yeah. Those of you
uphill,
that had shoes.
12 miles uphill both ways.
Well, nowadays they come on four-wheelers.
Yeah. Anyway, but I learned that it's called an over-easy egg. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, when I go places and I order an over-easy egg, they go, you mean medium?
Yeah,
Try sunny side up. They really won't know that.
Medium is actually between over-easy and hard. It should be halfway set up.
Yeah. I always have to send my eggs back. And I said, I want the yellow runny.
Yeah, it's called a sunny
white
side.
That's hooked.
That's yeah, what you get. That's sunny exactly side. What my wife wants. Yeah.
And you say sunny side, and you want it lacy, and that means it's cooked enough that all the white is done, and you've got that brown lace on the edge, which actually is supposed to be the perfect way to do a sunny side.
I don't have a brown spot on my eggs.
I don't care for the lace myself. And a lot of people love the lace.
I cooked the most perfect egg, fried egg. Yellow runny, white cooked, no brown anywhere.
And
no
if you're worried about it, scramble them.
see, that's scrambled eggs are a disappointment to me because there's a whole lot of ways you can do eggs that are better than scrambled. Not that scrambled is bad, but it's got to have cheese.
But, you know, I fix a fried egg sandwich at least twice a week in the morning. But for some reason, to me, now I love that it's just running everywhere down my fingers and all that. But I sometimes just do like a scrambled egg sandwich.
Those are good with, like, again, scrambled eggs have to have cheese. They are merely a filler without. Yeah, they are a source of protein. It's no different than eating tofu to me.
Well, I ate at a place the other day called.
Did you?
I ate at a place the other day called Bo's Burger. Not Bo's Burger.
No. Bo's Burger is Bo Jackson's Burgers.
Blues Burgers.
Pull your phone. Oh, you can't because we're doing a Facebook Live, y'all.
Yeah.
On our Facebook page and on my Stuart Reb Donald Blues, Food Champ page.
Blues Burger. So
yeah,
we're in
Blues
Foley.
Burger.
And the Isn't bun Foley? Makes everything. Well, it's South Foley almost. It's like right there on the line at Gulf Shores.
Right on the intercoastal canal.
Above that.
Okay.
A little north of that. But, to me, in a hot dog and in a hamburger, the bun makes everything. Mm-hmm. The bun just makes it. But their tater tots, those are the best tater tots I ever had in my life.
Might have to go try that.
Because
I got to tell you, I recently had the best tater tots I've ever had in my life, and they were Orida Extra Crispy, and I fried them at home. The Extra Crispy, and dipped them in a white queso.
Well, these look
and
like,
I have decided that that is the perfect thing to go
these
with.
These look like
tater tots
rolled in hash browns. That's what they look like.
Yeah, they look funny.
Mm-hmm. They had like tentacles.
Yeah,
coming off.
How
of
many
them.
Tentacles?
Tentacles.
They had 10.
About 9-icles.
But anyway, I got the fried egg on my hamburger.
Yeah, like God intended.
God, that's the best condiment in the world.
It is on a sandwich. It really a steak sandwich. I almost can't eat a steak sandwich without a sunny side egg on.
I ate at Butch's the other day. I got the ribeye steak, and I forget to get the fried egg on it.
The sandwich?
On the ribeye sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have a fried egg on that ribeye sandwich.
Every time.
Yeah,
every
I forget time. About it. I forget about it. Get about it. So anyway.
Any hoodle.
we got a fun month. You have scheduled an incredible. This may go down in history as our best month ever.
It definitely goes down as mine.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Jackson. That's all I got to say. Bo Jackson.
You saw where I found my son's football.
Yeah, I did.
I got a baseball somewhere that's signed by him.
That's cool.
We had somebody used to manage him here in Mobile. was a friend in wine, so to speak. And
a friend in wine is a friend indeed.
She was able to get those for me. Hell yeah, I'll get you that. Yeah. Bo will be here in town next week, and I'll get him to sign a baseball for you and a football.
When I worked in Nashville, I
Name
had a friend
dropper.
That... worked in the PR office for Faith Hill and Tim McGraw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, husband and wife team. And I was coming home, and I have a sister that is a huge country music fan. I said, is there any chance if I bought a CD or something, you could get it autographed by either Tim or Faith? She goes, let me talk to him. She came back the next day with a box full of stuff. CDs, T-shirts, posters, banners, everything. All of them, Merry Christmas, Karen, from Tim McGraw. Merry Christmas, Karen, from Faith Hill. Merry Christmas from Tim and Faith. I just loaded me down. They are, that couple is one of the nicest couples in showbiz.
Mm-hmm. Country music singers used to be that way.
Yeah, and my time in Nashville was like that. Everyone was down to earth. I mean, it was nothing to be sitting at a traffic light and look over and go, oh, look, there's Garth Brooks. He's And he would get bored and just drive up and down Music Road just to say hey to people at traffic lights. Statler Brothers.
At Bernie Fly, they used to have Lil Greenwood play there singing. And she was a famous Mobile jazz singer. And one night she was there. And anyway, they got all through it and everything. And all of a sudden, this limo pulls up. It's storming. And she'd already left. The band had broke down and she'd already left. But here comes Faith Hill. She had been playing in Biloxi and she come in and wanted to see Lil Greenwood, but she'd already just messed
Speaking of local places with superstar guest appearances, I believe you witnessed one last Wednesday at Callahan's. Were you still there when John Popper showed up?
I was not, but he also showed up at Cedar Street Social Club. I've got to become a member of that so I can hang out with those cool people there.
Yeah. All you gotta do is buy a ticket.
I want to go to there.
Every one of them has a ticket for sale. You just buy it. I mean, it's not hard to do.
Well, you have to Cedar Street Social Club. I think you have to go online and register.
Oh, okay.
Which that's okay. You had to do that. But
if you don't know who John Popper is, he is easily the world's greatest harmonica player.
He's
the front man of the band Blues Traveler. About 150 pounds lighter than he was in his heyday.
He did a
gastro bypass, and it worked for him.
Yeah, it worked.
Does he play solo harmonica?
Oh, yeah. He can play any harmonica.
Well, I admire any talent that can get on a stage by themselves with an instrument and hold an audience spellbound.
He can do that. I'll tell you, J.D. Blair, who's the drummer for Shania Twain, was sitting in with the Wooten Brothers in Nashville one time. And the Wooten Brothers, they play in all different bands. Joe is in the Steve Miller Band, and Victor is in Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. But they all get together on Wednesday nights and jam. And J.D. Blair was sitting in on drums because Future Man, the other Wooten Brother, couldn't make it. And Victor's talking about it, and he said, and my brother Reggie, who taught us all, does a great solo. And you know how brothers are. We all got to top each other. He goes, Joe does his keyboard solo, and it's out of sight. Rory does his saxophone solo, and he blows them out. So I know I got to give it all. You know, I got to show my brothers up. I take every trick I know and do it. And the whole time, all of us are soloing, J.D. Blair is just sitting there, bobbing his head and keeping a beat. And when it comes time for J.D.'s solo, he just stops playing and bobs his head. And every now and then he'll go boom. And he said, and when I knew less was more was that night, because everyone in that bar was locked in with JD and were bobbing their heads with him, and he wasn't playing a note.
I'm a nerd.
And that,
you never know what you're going to see.
Showmanship.
You know,
that wouldn't work on radio.
So great for that stuff.
You know, our friend Joe Langham.
Langley.
Yeah. Him and his brother, they do the Marlow Boys, which we play some of their stuff here.
Yeah.
And one night, him and Jeff Funk, he plays harmonica also. He plays
Phenomenal harmonica player.
And Jeff Funk, who's one of the best harmonica players here in town. And then somebody else, one night we were there, and all three of them got up there playing harmonicas. But what does this have to do with food? It has a lot to do with
it. It was at Callahan's.
Because it's Callahan's.
They got a dadgum good burger.
And there's a lot of good restaurants in this town who incorporate music into their evenings.
More and more, we have a lot of artists.
Oh, a lot of artists. Even Eugene's Monkey Bar now, Ryan Baltus played there the other night. I wish I went over there and seen it, because I could ride my bike over there.
Yeah.
My bicycle.
Can you ride at home, though? Because you've had a little difficulty riding home now.
I got to tell you about my experience the other night.
Okay.
It wasn't bad.
Well, we're going up against a break, folks. When we get back, we're going to talk with Beth Peterson and talk about her book, The Tailgate Cookbook.
Oh, boy.
And her adventures on MasterChef and ESPN Game Day. If you're on MasterChef and ESPN Game Day, you need to be on Sip and Chew.
That's right.
Yeah. That completes everything you need to be on.
Yeah, that's everything.
Frosting on your cake, as it were.
343-0106.
Yes.
This information update brought to you by Truett Insurance and Bonding in Daphne. When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Call 625-2600 or visit our website, truettinsurance.com. Do it with Truett.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And for Monday, partly cloudy with a few thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
As a leader in business, the decisions you make affect every aspect of the company you guide. That's why you need a financial partner who will create every opportunity for growth, expansion, and acquisition. BBVA Compass understands your financial priorities, addressing your cash flow needs, anticipating future challenges, and we deliver local personal service backed by our global brand. Commercial banking from BBVA Compass, creating opportunities. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/commercial. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
You reached and found me there in a worn out second hand chair. In a run down two room flat at the top of the stairs. Never be the same. You captured my heart when you played your winning game. Oh, and Michelle, you know me very well.
Which Marlowe boy is singing right there? Right?
That's Phil Proctor, who was voted best guitarist in Mobile. And there's other great talent in that band, too. Carl Langley was voted best drummer in Mobile.
Yeah.
And Stan Foster, who's married to Donna Hall of Whit Willie, was voted best bass player in Mobile. So you got three, and let me tell you.
And Joe Langley.
Joe Langley's not shabby at all himself.
No. He's played guitar, too. What's the name of this band?
The Marlowe Boys. But in the 1065 lineup, I noticed, and they finally announced the lineup, they call them the Marlowe Brothers. But you know what? They are like brothers. And
well, two of them are brothers.
Two of them are brothers. So great talent. Great talent. We got so much of that in Mobile, and they hang out at they play on both sides of the bay, and folks, we're going to be incorporating as much of the local music scene as we can, along with the local restaurant
promoting
scene.
Promoting local artists.
Just local.
We're loco about being local. We're still waiting on Beth Peterson to give us a call. Hopefully she'll be with us in a minute, and I'm going to let you know that Mike is too old to do Facebook Live. So the first half was just a picture of Mike's phone.
Which is older, Mike or his camera phone?
Definitely Mike. That phone's only about 50 years
while
old.
While we're waiting, can I give you guys a quiz?
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or a poll. We did not talk about this before.
Clearly not.
Okay. Why these are the best choices? If you had a choice, a healthy choice, and I got four questions.
Okay.
Which would you choose, bacon or sausage? And I'm going to write down your votes.
You're talking from a healthy standpoint.
Yeah.
Okay, because I prefer sausage to bacon. Well, Most people prefer bacon to sausage. But sausage, because of the nitrites and the fact that it's a high processed food, is probably a little less healthy for you than bacon.
All right, I'm putting you in the bacon column.
I'm bacon.
Okay. Yeah. All right, here's another one. Home fries versus hash browns.
Hash browns.
It's a toss-up. They're the same thing. Whether they're shredded or cubed or Brabant potatoes, it's all fried.
All right,
potato.
So I'm put both of you down for hash browns?
Sure.
Yeah.
Scattered, smother-covered chunk, kicked around and generally abused.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen it? Anybody order at Waffle House where they do all of the stuff on the hash browns? You can't even tell it's hash browns anymore.
It's fantastic. And if you ask them, they'll put chili on one half and gravy on the other half.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah, it really is like having two different meals.
High-fiber cereal versus oatmeal.
I like oatmeal.
It depends on
I like
what
oatmeal during the
grains
winter.
Are used in the cereal. See, with cereal, just because it's fiber doesn't mean it's good for you. Iceberg lettuce is nothing but fiber, but it's not good to eat. It doesn't taste good, and it's certainly not
good
for
you. Has no flavor at all.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
All right, so where am I putting you guys down? On the oatmeal side?
Oatmeal? I'll go oatmeal just simply because it's
with sugar on top.
It's not as processed.
Okay.
With sugar on top.
Yeah.
This ought to be easy. Egg sandwich, egg sandwich versus breakfast burrito.
Egg sandwich, by far. Runny, yellow runny.
And again, it depends on what's in the burrito. I mean, if it's a vegetarian breakfast burrito, it's probably not that bad. But if it's full of chorizo sausage,
you know,
that's a really fatty sausage.
I wish I could remember what website I got this from.
Or why.
Well, yeah, but there may be people out there right now listening on their earbuds, sitting at Waffle House trying to decide.
So man, if you're trying to decide what's healthier between sausage and bacon, just don't worry about the question. Get both.
A side of sausage at a diner adds an average of 277 calories. Choose bacon, that number drops to 131, and a third less sodium and half the saturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon has only 35 calories a slice.
Yeah, but who eats one slice of bacon?
I know. Who can eat just one?
You don't eat bacon by the slice. You eat it by the pound.
Yeah.
All right. I won't read all of these.
Especially Billy's bacon.
But,
oh, yeah.
Billy's bacon.
I got distracted there. Okay. On the home fries versus hash browns, it says the winner is home fries. Go with the choice that's least fried, which in this case is home fries, compared with confetti size, and I'd have never thought of this, confetti size shreds, thick potato slices present less surface area on which oil can take hold.
Surface
they deliver
area is
less
a big
fat
part
and
of
about
all
15%
cooking.
Less calories.
And nutrition. Surface area is huge.
Yeah.
The reason the unprocessed sugars like turbinado, sugar in the raw, they have the exact same caloric a penalty as regular white sugar, but because they still have the bran with them, which is more fiber, there's less surface area to come in contact with your innards to absorb those calories, and it's like eating sugar that's 30% less caloric, even though it's the same caloric.
I'd have just never thought of anything about surface area, but
and we need to do a quick update. Mike was unable to get his Facebook Live working, so we switched to my phone. So I have shut off mine at Stuart Reb Donald Food Champ, and now we were back on the Sip and Chew page.
Okay.
And so we are got our live going. If you missed the first half, you can just go back over to Stuart Reb Donald Food Champ and watch the first half there on that. So we've got both of them set up, and we got backups and stuff and whatnot. Especially whatnot.
I'll put away the symbol crash.
Yeah. So, where'd you eat this week?
I ate Blue's Burger.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
Bob's
really
Diner.
Didn't
you go to Bob's last Sunday after the show?
I go to Bob's a lot.
Yeah.
I was at Bob's yesterday to watch the game day.
Oh, okay.
Because where I live, I don't have cable because I'm never there.
Yeah.
I'm never there, so there's no point in having cable. So I went down there and had a little brunch and a little lunch,
brunch eating lunch,
and just to watch what Lee Corso, he did pick Alabama. I was surprised about that.
He has picked Alabama more than he has picked any other team.
Yeah,
and he has picked them a higher percentage than
but
he has
usually
picked
it's like a kiss of death sometimes when
he picks Alabama to beat Louisville. How risky is that?
But I, you know, that was probably my big meal, the one I really wanted. Mm-hmm. The other day I was just looking for a really good hamburger. I just said, I want a good hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And
was there a beer garden handy? They got them on each side of town. You know, those are probably the best burgers.
I'm in Baldwin County all the time.
Okay. They got some good burgers over there. What'd you find?
Blue's Burger.
Old 27 Grill.
And I have not, I did not go there this week, but I've eaten there.
You heard that, right, Bill?
Much times.
You heard that too, right, Bill?
Much time. And like, you know, Southwood.
He's got client equity with you, Bill.
So anyway,
she might come in.
I text my friend who works for Cisco Foods. I text her and I said, I just want a really good burger. Who has a good burger in the Foley area? And she told me about Blue's Burger. So I went down there and had a great time. And they really do have a cool place. They had a good lunch crowd there the other day. And I was really impressed with the whole thing. They did a great job.
Would you say it's a burger bar? It is just burgers?
They got other things, but their burger's what they're known for.
Yeah.
And they seem to be.
Yeah. I think a burger bar should not have anything but burgers. Mm-hmm. And if you go to a burger bar and go, you don't have fried chicken, they should be able to thump you behind the ear.
Get out.
Yeah, it's a burger bar.
No burger for you. Get out. Yeah,
but I haven't seen a burger bar in Mobile in this area.
Over in Nolens. Right across the street from District.
Street, yeah.
There's this place, and I think it's just called Eats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing but burgers.
Yeah.
They got everything under the sun you can have, but a python burger they have an ostrich burger. They have all kind of burgers.
Ostrich burgers are very lean.
Mm-hmm.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Get it medium rare, just the way God intended it.
Mm-hmm.
But that will help with the dryness because ostrich is extremely lean.
Yeah.
It's a very healthy source of protein. It's healthier than tofu.
Yeah.
It's healthier, way healthier than chicken. Mm-hmm. We have got to get this out of our head that simply because chicken doesn't have a lot of calories or a lot of fat, that makes it healthy.
Yeah.
It is not. It is far and away the least healthy of the three primary proteins that Americans consume. Pork and beef are way healthier. You know, there are a thousand things that determine whether something's healthy, and calories and fat are only two of them.
Yeah.
You know, the chemicals that are in chicken, the way we raise them in this country, it is the least healthy thing you can eat.
Yeah.
You know, and then you throw it in the fast food industry where they take the entire chicken, throw it into a machine, turn it into a liquid, and then reform it back into a chicken-shaped thing.
Man,
if you've ever seen the video on YouTube of them making chicken McNuggets, you will never let your child eat another chicken McNugget.
For real.
It is disgusting.
There's been some things, honestly,
if you're letting your child eat at McDonald's more than once a month, you probably need to
long time ago,
in the 70s, when I needed
to pull up and grab something real quick, I grabbed chicken McNuggets or some kind of chicken nugget thing.
When they used to be real chicken.
Well, there were some times I didn't know what that was in there that I bit into.
Just wanted to kill your hunger.
But, and you know, the chicken McNuggets were better when they had dark meat in them. Now they're all chicken.
That's
breast.
All I eat.
Yeah, because it's the only part of the chicken that's good.
That's all I eat.
The breast is boring.
Yeah.
Flavorless, dry.
Yeah.
No nutritional value, but tons of hormones, tons of chemicals in that breast. That's the least healthy part of the chicken to eat. A gizzard's what you need to eat.
Oh, Lord,
or
no.
A couple of dozen gizzards.
I had a great wine the other night. Hadn't had it in a long time.
Gizzard wine?
It's a Garnacha from Spain.
Oh, really?
Had it at Firehouse. They said, hey, Mike, you need to try this. So
is it Firehouse or Farhouse?
Both. Depends on what side of the street.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a Garnacha, and I thought about dark, kind of maybe a gamey bird, like pheasant. Be great with that.
Duck or goose?
Duck or goose.
Yeah.
Love duck.
Spatchcock, just because I love saying the name. We don't have them down here, but they're upstate New York. A little larger than a quail, smaller than a grouse.
Yeah, I love quail.
But in that sense, I've never had spatchcock. I just think it's a fantastic
gamey birds. And this crianza would have Garnacha from Spain would have been great with like a quail or a pheasant
or some dove wrapped around jalapenos.
Dove too.
Dove is
Yes, yes, yes. I love the fattiness.
Ryan Wilder mm-hmm. of a Beer Garden came into Lucky years ago and had brought a bunch. He was clearing out his freezer from hunting season.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought in about 30 dove breasts. And then Chris Coker, one of the chef instructors from Culinard, they just took my kitchen over.
Mm-hmm.
And they've wrapped them with jalapenos, stuffed them with cheese, put bacon around them, all these dipping sauces. And I had people there that had never eaten dove before, and they were just like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. And we didn't charge for it. I mean, it was wild game. We can't. And it was really just for us.
Cool.
All right, folks, we got one more segment coming up, 343-0106. I don't think Beth's going to get to join us, but, hey, you know, get out there and buy the book. Check her out on ESPN Game Day and get ready for boat.
Radio. It's nothing new. It's been here all along, with free entertainment, news, sports, music, and information. It's not just part of life. It's part of who we are. You know which station is going to tell you the score of the game, which one's going to give you a laugh in the morning, which one is going to give you something to sing along with. You know where to turn when the weather gets rough. When something big happens, good or bad, you know where to go, because radio has been here all along. Radio is part of your community, woven into the fabric of what makes home, home. And now, radio has evolved to move with you with the next radio app and your FM-enabled phone. Just plug in your headphones to start experiencing radio in a whole new way while using way less battery and data than streaming apps. Check out the live guide to see and interact with live radio stations. Easily find your favorites, like the one you're listening to right now. And as always, it's totally free. Download the next radio app today. Next Radio, live and local wherever you go.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
It's the Prep Sports Report presented by Alpha, live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studio Saturday mornings at 8. Brought to you in part by the Michigan Group, Mitchell Homes, and Premier Motorsports.
Hi, this is Coach Rick Cleveland. Join me, Mark Laster, and Corey LeBounty on Prep Sports Report 52 weeks a year as we discuss topics of interest, including interviews with players, coaches, and administrators.
It's the Prep Sports Report Saturday mornings at 8 on FM Talk 106.5.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring and an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
That's That's a type of wine quiz, isn't it?
She said, please take me home to Europe. You, I belong.
Appalachian.
What do you want?
Appaloosa. There it is, Appaloosa. That's a
none I've ever heard of.
That's Lauren Murphy, y'all. She's Delta sweet. And the Devil. We live on the Delta.
I got to say one thing. I was watching Fox and Friends at 6 this morning, and the guy could not pronounce Appalachian State. He kept saying Appalachian. Now, who hadn't heard of Appalachian? You know, the word.
Appalachian State.
And they're making the big bucks.
You got Appalachicola, and you got...
It's not Appalachicola, just like it's not Biloxi.
Yeah, and you know what else it's not? It's not Fish River without John. So let's bring on John from downtown Fish River.
We just stepped up a notch.
Yeah. Where's your tailgate book, buddy?
Hey, I got a question again for you, Mike, about wine.
Yeah.
Why is the price going up so steeply?
Well, which ones?
From what I've seen, pretty much all of them.
California.
Imports or what? Imports or what?
Pardon me?
Imports or domestic?
Domestic.
I don't know why they're going up.
The fires in California, maybe?
I don't know.
Wasn't there something last... Yeah, there was a fire last year.
Well, those were like the newer vineyards on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can't build no more vineyards inside Napa. You got to go expand outward, like expanding your city limits would do, you know. I think... There's no telling, really. I mean, usually the wineries, they take some price increases right after first year and sometimes right before. So,
hey, John.
Yeah, usually two increases a year, I believe, the way it pretty much runs.
Yeah.
Hey, John, our guest has just joined us. I hate to cut you off, buddy, but we need to get Beth on real quick.
Okay. Provolone.
Hey, man. Provolone, brother.
All right. Hey, Beth, you're in here for the last segment. Good morning. Hey, were you on ESPN Game Day yesterday? I had to work. I had a wedding to cater. I didn't get to see.
No, I wasn't. I'm not doing the ESPN Game Days anymore. I did it for about 2 years, but I watched it, and it looked like it was a heck of a lot of fun.
I'll have to take your word for it, because like I said, I had a wedding I was catering. I was making beef burgundy for 100 yesterday. So.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound as much fun as going to game day, does it?
Yeah. Well, tell our callers about your path to the Tailgating Cookbook.
Sure. Well, I started out actually as a contestant on MasterChef. I actually had a little catering company. And a friend of mine said, you know, you should audition for MasterChef. I did, and then I got on MasterChef Season 2. And from there, it sort of, I went into this whole world of food competitions. And I won a big competition in Las Vegas called the World Food Championship.
I'm very familiar with it.
Yeah, yes. And then from there, that agency that owned World Food Championship had a program that they were doing for Sam's Club, Coke Zero, and ESPN Game Day. Called Cook Off Before Kickoff, and they paired me with Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue.
Yeah, Ray's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah, they paired me with him. I was the girl, and he was the I brought the
and
girl
he was the
he
doctor.
The yeah.
Well, you've got a book out. Wanted you because you know we're in Alabama, where football comes before God, country, and family.
So
I hear. Yeah. So, wanted to tell everybody about your book and where they can find it.
Sure. The book is actually all over. It's on Amazon, and you can find it in most bookstores. And currently, we just found out that it's going to be in most of the Costco's around the country.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah. It's a great book. It kind of is the dips, the appetizers, and the side dishes. Mm. You know, it's not real grill heavy. So if you're one of those folks that fills up that tailgate table with all of those, you know, kind of... Not the superstar of the tailgate, like the grilling and the protein, but you know all those side dishes. And stuff,
all the offensive linemen.
That's right.
The ones
that
make the pretty boys look good.
That's right. Exactly. I love that. Yeah. So it's great. It's a beautiful book. The pictures are great, so it helps you really to understand what it is you're cooking, and gives you know, some visual guidance. And I think that people will really enjoy the recipes.
That's fantastic. And did you ever cook for Lee Corso?
We did cook for Lee Corso at one of the events, and it was really, what an awesome experience to be able to go around the country for 2 years, all of the game day the ESPN game day tailgates. It was just an incredible experience.
To Mike and I, it sounds like a dream come true.
Right. No. I would go to events with friends, and I would tell them what I was doing, and the guys would be like, "What in the heck? How did you get to do that?" I had a very empty position for a long time, yeah, so it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, you said you were on MasterChef 2, correct?
That's right.
Did you ever get to meet Whitney, then Miller, who won the first season?
Yeah, actually, that is funny that you asked that.
Whitney
has a recipe in the book. She's got a gator corn dog recipe in the cookbook. She's a
gator corn dogs, all right.
Yeah.
She's actually from Poplarville, Mississippi, which can actually hear this radio show.
Really?
Yeah, Poplarville is right across the state line, maybe an hour and 15 minutes away. And so there are a lot of people here in Mobile that love Whitney and were cheering for her when she was on MasterChef.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's so sweet.
I hope that she can hear this today. If you're there, text me. she's helping to sell the book with her fantastic recipe. So what I did was I have recipes from chefs around the country, friends of mine that have something to do with tailgating or, you know, sports food. And obviously Whitney, you know, loves game day. And so she gave me a great recipe, a gator recipe, actually, because her husband is from Florida. And then, of course, Ray Lampe has a recipe there. And just, you know, some various different chefs from around the country.
All right. Well, Beth, I really want to thank you for coming on because, you know, every fall we like to line up as much football-oriented guests as we can. And when I saw your book coming out and everything, by the way, congratulations. I believe it was just named number one on Amazon in your group.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow.
So excited.
That's impressive.
Yeah, very exciting.
All right. Well, we've got to go, Beth. Hopefully I'll see you at World Food Championships. You want to make it down to Orange Beach in November, and you can cheer me on
this
time.
I'm going to try this year for sure.
All right. Thank you, folks.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah. Once again,
that was... thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes. Have a good day.
Yes.
Thank you.
Roll Tide.
Don't take that personally, dude.
Bye, guys.
All right, again, that was Beth Peterson, formerly of MasterChef, formerly ESPN Game Day, and the author of the new book, The Tailgating Cookbook. That's a simple title, Mike, because it says it all.
Concise. Right there in the title.
It's
in the title, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Local businesses, support local, too.
Yeah.
Where you buy your supplies, your fish, seafood, your groceries.
Hey, you buy local too. If you don't buy it local, too.
Huh?
Paper product.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
And Provolone.